This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has outlined the goals of the new era GST reforms during an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee at the National Library in Kolkata yesterday. She stated that the goods and services tax GST reforms aim to simplify and modernize the country's tax and revenue system.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 22nd of September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. The ministry has clarified that the rules do not mandate such re-stickering and it is purely optional for companies who wish to declare revised prices. The advisory also permits use of old packaging material or wrappers printed before the GST revision up to March 2026 or until such stock is exhausted. It added that companies can correct the MRP on such packaging by stamping, stickering or online printing at any suitable place on the package. Union Electronics and Information and Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said digital personal data protection DPDP rules are finalized and set for publication in the coming days. DPDP refers to the framework established by India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 to safeguard individuals' personal data. The minister was speaking while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026 yesterday.
More than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. So that framework we will be launching in the coming days, hopefully before 28 September. Our thinking is very much a good balance of innovation and regulation, a good balance of taking science and technology forward and making it safe and trusted, a good balance of making sure that common citizens get access to technology and developing the deep R&D capabilities that we need.
The minister said the new rules governing online gaming are set to come into effect from the 1st of next month. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said India's stature is growing on the global stage. The minister said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day national conference, Manthan 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Singh emphasized that when efforts and actions are aligned with the national interest, the goal of a developed India by 2047 will be achieved. Mr. Singh called upon the Indian Defence Estate Service officers to strive for the development of cantonment boards into smart, green and sustainable urban ecosystems in sync with the government's vision of transforming India into a developed country and aspire to achieve the target by 2035. Union Public Service Commission UPSC has successfully conducted a pilot program to test AI-enabled facial authentication technology for swift and secure candidate verification during various examinations. The pilot program was conducted during the NDA and NA second examination and CDS second examination held on the 14th of this month. The pilot was carried out at select centers in Gurugram, where candidates' facial images were digitally matched with the photographs submitted in their registration forms. The new system reduced verification time to an average of just 8 to 10 seconds per candidate. This initiative was undertaken in collaboration with the National E-Governance Division. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen yesterday. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pon Pavi Chowchuwong of Thailand. She will now face An Se Young of South Korea in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, India's star men's double duo of Sattvic Sairaj Rangireddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. The pair defeated Chinese Taipei's Chiu Xiang Chie and Wang Chi Lin in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.